Someone asked me how long I've been coming to camp. I was born here? Well, they tell me they brought me when I was just a few months old. But that song, Nothing Less Than Full Surrender, was a song that my father taught us to sing as a family. When I was very little, we would go different places, I guess, or be at different churches, and Dad would say, okay, now let's get up and we're going to sing as a family. And the song that we sang most often was Nothing Less Than Full Surrender. Nothing less than yielding all, nothing less than gladly saying, here am I at Jesus' call. And so that's our song. You're not allowed to sing it. No. And now it's in the book. It's out in the public domain. It's like... But if we could get that into our hearts, beloved. I've appreciated this little book that we've had as a staff. And I trust you've been reading it. It seems you have. And today, the title of the reading was, Be Consecrated. Be Consecrated. And it was something that Brother Bob Collis had said. We are called to serve Jesus. God is looking for people who will respond to his call and say, I will follow Jesus. I will give my life to him. I will put it on the altar. Lord, do with me what you will. To be consecrated. We heard that already tonight about God coming to possess us. Body, soul, and spirit. You sang that. I remember some time ago, and I've mentioned this before, I was in a staff meeting back in New York City, and it was when Brother Edwin was still with us, and leading those meetings, and he was used of the Lord to give us a message in tongues and interpretation. And it was about the purpose of camp. I wasn't here 70 years ago, but looking back, I've been here more than half that time. And I've heard many things from the Lord here at camp. But this one thing was said in a staff meeting, and it was something to this effect, that God brings people to camp to possess them more fully. God brings people to camp. He brings you to camp, young people, old people, middle-aged people, wherever you fit in. God brought you to camp to possess you more fully. Giving body, soul, and spirit for the master to possess, to fill. God wants to get a hold of our hearts. The verses that were given for today, I'll just read them with you, are from the fourth chapter of Matthew. It says, And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And so the call that comes to us again and again is to follow me. Jesus says, Follow me. Follow me. I trust that the response in our hearts is similar to the response that these disciples made. It says straightway. That's not a word that we use. What did you do straightway today? Anything? Immediately. Immediately, right? Right away. They left their nets and followed. They left their father and followed. I think that might have been a little bit hard. What do you think? I mean, in the Bible, it's just a little sentence there, and maybe we can detach it from the emotions and the ties that were very strong. That's all they had ever known. They had been fishermen all their lives. They had worked with their father. And now this man comes, Jesus, and he says, follow me. And what do? Immediately, they let it go, and they follow Jesus. To be consecrated. Is to fill God's hand. And what do you put into His hand? You put your life into His hands. And you say, Lord, I'm yours. Do with me what you will. Not my will. But what you want for me. I want to follow you every step of the way. And I trust that we've all done that. Have you consecrated yourself to the Lord? Have you given yourself to Him fully? There were some who would sing Nothing Less. You see, it wasn't in any hymn book, so they would have to sing it from memory. And they would sing Nothing Less than Full Surrender. And then they got to the end, and it says, giving body, soul, and spirit for the master to possess. And then they would sing, all for Jesus. Instead of all for Jesus. Right? Can you understand that? And I would say, they don't know the words. It's all for, but it's all for Jesus. It's all for Jesus. You see, He gave His all to us. He gave Himself fully. All that He had, He emptied Himself, it says, and He died upon that cross. Why? So that He could win our hearts and that we would then give ourselves all to Him. We try sometimes halfway, maybe, to serve the Lord. We come to camp, and maybe we get a little refreshing, as it were. And that's wonderful that God has a place like this where He can work in our hearts, but He wants to make it a lasting work. He wants us to truly mean what we say in this sense, that when we say, Lord, I'm all for You, it means I'm all for You not only here at camp, but when I leave this place, I am still all for You. I've consecrated, I've committed myself fully to You. I thank God for this place. I can remember as a camper giving my heart to the Lord at Pilgrim Camp. But I also remember that when I was in the village, I don't remember whether it was the first year or the second year in the village, but I know very, very clearly, I know that God put His call into my heart. I maybe was 10 years old. And I say that for two reasons. First, that we remember the children and young people that are on the grounds right now in the village tonight. And we can expect and believe that God is calling. Is calling. And I don't know if I fully understood what that meant at 10 years old. You know, I don't. But I knew that God was working in my heart and drawing me and wanted me to serve Him. We are all called to serve Jesus. God is looking for people who will respond to His call and say, I will follow Jesus. I will give my life to Him. And I believe I did that. I can't say that I was perfect in following from that moment on. But there was something that God did in my heart. A work that He began. And I also say it to us here. I believe that God is calling in these days. I'm sure that God has spoken to your hearts. I'm sure. And He wants you to respond to that call. Say, Lord, I want to be all for Jesus. I want to follow You. And I don't know, I don't think it's the fishing nets or that you have to lay down. I don't think any of you fishermen. I mean by trade. But I think for those men, it really meant that they were giving their lives to him completely. And God calls us where we are, and he calls us away from the things that we're holding on to, and he calls us to himself. Is there a blessing in responding to his call? I don't think there's any better life than living for Jesus. The problem is that we don't give our all, and we try to maybe do it halfway, as I said. And there's no joy in that. But if we learn to give our all and we consecrate ourselves to him, he fills us with himself, and he fills us with a joy that this world cannot offer. And so I'd like to just encourage us all, let's follow him. Let's give ourselves to him.
Yes.
Lord, I will follow. And if there's something that you need to let go of, if there's some thing that you need to give up,
yes. Give grace. Jesus.
Say, Lord, I'm willing.
Yes.
And Lord, I'm willing for you to make me willing. There's a song that we sang, leaving all to follow Jesus. Turning from the world away, stepping out upon his promise, all I have is his today. Placing it all upon the altar and saying, Lord, have your way. Not my will, but thy will be done. I've always liked baptismal services. I don't know, how about you? But even as a child, I was always some excitement in the air. We were going to have a baptismal service tonight, and we would set up the lower auditorium, and that's where the tank was, and bring as many chairs as we could. And then to see those candidates come walking in with my dad leading them. And they were singing. What were they singing? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, sister will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back. Turning back, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back. Turn.
Lord, we surrender. Jesus, we surrender. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sing hymn number 358. Stand as we sing.
Glory, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated.